Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the Firm Foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
And our message today was centered around that theme of giving thanks. So our topic today is healing of the soul. Part four, giving thanks is good for your soul. Say, giving thanks is good for my soul. Let's make our confession of faith. Hold your Bible up. Say, Father, I thank you for your word. Because of it, I am who you said I am. I have what you said I have. And I can do what you said I can do. Lord, by your word and through your Holy Spirit, I'm anointed to hear words that bring wisdom, understanding, insight, revelation, and transformation for my spirit, my soul, my body, and my circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen. Giving thanks is good for your soul. Our first scripture today is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. If you can see the screen, read it with me. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. People say, what's God's will for me? Well, let's start with this. Give God thanks. Amen. In everything. Because, again, Thanksgiving is much more. The holiday of Thanksgiving is an annual holiday, but giving thanks should be a lifestyle that is born of daily practice. And so that when we say in everything give thanks, we do that even when things don't make sense. It's easy to give thanks when you get a raise on your job or a big bonus comes through or, you know, something really good happens. It's easy to say, thank you, Lord, thank you. But when things don't go well, the company packs up, moves away, lays everybody off, or whatever it may be. We've experienced so much difficulty, but I think we've learned that we don't always give thanks for everything, but in the thing, we give thanks. See, in everything, I will give thanks. He says, it's the will of God in Christ for you. Sometimes we do things not because you understand it. Do it because it's the will of God. I mean, I give tithes and offerings and serve and help people. I want to and I enjoy it. But if I didn't understand it, I would do it because it's the will of God. Amen. That being obedient to the will of God will carry you through every storm in life. Yeah. If you try to figure things out, you make it worse for yourself. I mean, sometimes things don't make sense and God doesn't let it make sense. Sometimes God wants to know, are you into making things make sense? Mm-hmm. Or are you into giving me thanks and trusting me? Because giving God thanks is a function of trusting God, especially in things that make no sense. Mm-hmm. Right? It's easy to give God thanks when things make sense, when things line up just the way you like it. That's right. But can you give him thanks when things do not line up? When things make no sense? Well, yes, we will. Not because you feel like it. It's because it's the will of God. See, it's the will of God for me to give thanks in everything. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. It says, read with me, please. Always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. Wow. Always thanking God, your Father, your provider. Again, not because you understand it, not because it makes sense, but especially when it doesn't make sense. You don't understand it because your Father, God, is looking out for you like your natural father looked out for you. Amen. He says he's enabled you to share in the inheritance. Say inheritance. So we have many reasons to thank God. Again, you thank God for things that you see, but you also thank God for things you do not see. And you don't see inheritance because it's laid up for you. It's in the future. It's waiting for you. So you don't see inheritance. He said, but thank God, thanking God who has enabled or empowered you to share in the inheritance. What inheritance? I don't see nothing. Oh, it's there. It's there. God said, I have it for you. So then learn to give God thanks for things you do not see, which is a little bit harder to do. Okay, we are in a society that's based on marketing and signals and messages and signs and videos and commercials and all that, trying to get you to look at something and to want it because you see it. But can you want things you cannot see? Can you embrace things? Can you believe things you cannot see? Well, yes, you must, because the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. So always thanking the Father. So even when it's difficult to praise and thank God, just think about this. All the things you do not see that God has for you, just thank him for that. Get in the habit of thanking God when you have no evidence in front of you, when you have nothing to make you feel a certain way. You thank him because he's made a promise to you, and God's promises are gold. You can count on God. Amen. Y'all believe that?
Amen.
Giving thanks opens your spirit, soul, and body to receive strength. Say that. Giving thanks opens my spirit, soul, and body to receive strength. Now, where we're going today is to show you that when we talk about giving thanks is good for your soul, you're going to see that it's not just spiritual strength that you receive from God. It's not only spiritually good things, but that God actually literally touches you spirit, soul, and body and circumstances. Psalm 29, verse 11 says this. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Say, God gives me strength. Oh, I know, Pastor, I just feel great. I feel encouraged. I feel his strength in my spirit. Yeah, it's there, but not only there. Because this word strength, I challenge you, look the word up in your Strong's Concordance, some Bible dictionary. And that word strength is very specific. In fact, this next slide shows you the Hebrew word for strength is oz, not oz, not ooze. Oz, say oz. Oz with a Z. And that word literally means strength in material and physical ways. Material and physical strength. It says again, God gives strength to his people. You know, God's people need more than spiritual strength. Thank God for some spiritual strength. I need some strength in my mind, in my will, in my emotions, in my body, in my circumstances, in my money, in relationships, in marriage. Just say everywhere. Just say everywhere. I need strength everywhere. All over the place. And that's what God's into. We know it because when we look at how this word is used, here's just two examples, how the word, that same word, oz, is used. In 2 Samuel 6 and 14 says, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. Amen. That's the same word, strength. Amen. And David was girded with a linen ephod. David danced with all his might. He wasn't just spiritually happy. He was jumping up and down, cutting the rug, running around the room, everything. That's what strength is. It's actually physical, material. 2 Chronicles 30:2 says, and the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. Loud, same word, strength, might, loud. It's the same thing. God gives strength. So God gives us physical strength. He gives us actual, material, physical strength, which is where we need it. Spirit, soul, body. You believe that? Amen. And so then, giving thanks and having gratitude has actual physical benefits. Now, I did some research. This is very interesting. We knew these things. We kind of know this is true as believers. But even in the world of science and psychology, they have also figured out that there is literal physical benefits to having gratitude. Now, they don't talk about worshiping God and giving thanks to God, but they speak to this issue of gratitude. As actually studies have been done. In fact, National Institutes on Health has published studies. University of California at Berkeley have done some research on this. A particular professor, matter of fact, next slide, Robert Edmonds, PhD, Dr. Edmonds, has done studies because in the realm of psychology, it's important to help people become better. And they have found that when people have gratitude, it helps them. Fit spirit, helps them soul and body. Amen. And then so there's physiology, which is the body. They also found that, did research studies and found that being thankful and having gratitude has benefits to us physically. Even for folk who don't worship God. It's a human thing. Humans benefit from gratitude and thanksgiving. Here's some points here. Now, this is from the research. In fact, I put the links in the notes for the podcast. You can go there and read all of it in the notes of the podcast. Counting blessings boosts your health. Emmons and McCulloch's research showed that grateful people have less depression and stress, lower blood pressure, more energy, and greater optimism. Say amen, somebody. I mean, it's not the word of God, but it's truth. You know, truth is, all truth is from God. Truth, God's attached to truth. Amen. When it's spiritual, when it's scientific, God's attached to truth, y'all. He is. Don't ever diminish that. But I thought that, now listen, if being grateful brings less depression and stress, lower blood pressure, more energy, and more optimism, let me get away from people who are gloomy, complaining. Not, listen, y'all, not because it's just inconvenient. It's bad for you. Amen. To be around gloomy, complaining. We used to say down in the mouth. That's an old term we used to use back in the day, down in the mouth. Now, listen, you can be around folk to help them. If they don't yield to help, you got to back off. Amen. You can't sustain being around somebody that's you know, perpetually, you know, negative. I mean, help them. Do what you can, y'all. Do what you, we're, you know, we have hope. We have faith. We want to help everybody. I know you do. But some folk are not going to, are not responding. And you don't put yourself in a situation where you're feeling depressed, stressed, blood pressure going up, less energy, less optimism, because you're around folk who are exporting toxic stuff. Now, it's, you know, it sounds weird because we're into helping people. I do believe in helping people. But you're not the savior of people.
That's right.
There's a big difference in helping people being their savior.
That's right. That's right.
You got to know when to get in and get out.
Amen.
See, I got to know when to get in and get out. And get out don't mean you abandon people. You just pray. You can pray for you. I pray for you from over here, you know, from home. it's too much weirdness on you. You don't say that, you know, but you know, because listen, y'all, if you don't, Paul said to Timothy, take heed to yourself and to the ministry. Take heed to yourself, then the ministry. Not the ministry, then yourself. So if you get messed up in your mind and heart and spirit, your ministry is going to be ineffective. So then take heed to yourself. It's not a selfish thing. It's a personal thing. Amen, somebody? Another point here. All right. Gratitude works. Again, this is a paper he released. This is Dr. Emmons. It says, slow down the aging clock. In older adults, Emmons and McCulloch found a daily practice of gratitude even slowed down some effects of neurodegeneration that often occurs as we age. Huh? So, you know, you won't even, I mean, you, of course, you can't stop actually getting older. But God, by the grace of God and by gratitude, giving thanks, you can retard the effects of aging. That's our secret, you know. I mean, us older people, that's, you know, a lot of us aren't spring chickens up in here. But we look like, almost look like spring chickens. I mean, it's great to have energy and have everything like that going on and know that it's God's grace. Now, again, but the study is saying that this is what happens when even people who don't worship God practice gratitude. So how much more can we benefit? Here's some more points. It says gratitude puts the brakes on stress. I like that phrase. Put the brakes on stress. Cortisol is often called the stress hormone. And when our bodies produce too much, it can deplete the immune system and raise blood sugar levels. A study conducted at the Institute of Heart Math Research Center in California found that positive emotions like appreciation significantly lowered levels of cortisol. This is medical. This is interesting, isn't it? Again, giving thanks is good for your soul, not just good for your spirit. You feel spiritually boasted. I mean, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your body, your whole environment is better when you give God thanks. Now, this is interesting. He said, next point is participants. I love this phrase. Participants in the daily gratitude condition. I like this. I got a condition, y'all. My condition is gratitude. You know, conditions aren't all bad. There's some good conditions. He says, participants in the daily gratitude condition were more likely to report having helped someone with a personal problem or having offered emotional support to another. So you're better for other people when you yourself are practicing this condition. See, I got a condition. It's called gratitude. I give you a t-shirt. I got a condition. Gratitude. Look at this one. This is interesting and kind of funny. All right. In a sample of adults with neuromuscular disease, a 21-day gratitude intervention resulted in greater amounts of high energy, positive moods, a greater sense of feeling connected to others, more optimistic ratings of one's life, and better sleep duration and sleep quality relative to a control group. Control group is a group of people, you know, who aren't being helped the same way, and you compare the groups, right? So the group being helped is doing better than the group that is not receiving the same thing. So it's proof that it actually works. But the point, though, I love this part. He says here, a 21-day gratitude intervention. Do you need a 21-day gratitude intervention? Somebody call Charlie every day for the next 21 days and make sure he's in the right mood. Amen, everyone? Amen. Make sure he's giving God. Make sure he's being grateful every day. Intervention. Intervention is that. Intervention is when you get in there with somebody, interrupt their bad behavior, interrupt what they're doing to hurt themselves. So, I mean, these folks are actually doing these actual studies. They're taking it seriously because it is serious business that we would understand the power of being of being grateful and appreciative. Then it says here, children who practice grateful thinking have more positive attitudes towards school and their families. I mean, everybody can benefit. Children need this too. Say grateful thinking. That's a powerful word. Words, grateful thinking. And you cannot ever know how somebody actually thinks. But based on their behavior, it makes you wonder, what are you thinking about? What's on your mind? Because we know that thinking leads to behaviors. And so, again, I suggest, hey, if you need a gratitude intervention, give your spouse, give a friend permission to call you, check up on you. How you doing today? You know what I'm saying? Did you complain today? What'd you fuss about today? Did you gripe today about something? I mean, it has to be that. I mean, what is it? I mean, really, interventions are serious business. And so, I like this. I'm laughing about it, but it's some, I see some seriousness to it, too. Because some of us need some intervention. It's funny, but it's real. We need a gratitude intervention to get us into the condition of gratitude. To get out of the condition of being complaining and angry and mad at stuff and mad at folk. That's a condition. We see it all across this nation. And so I want to just say I like what Dr. Emmons is doing here, and I believe it's on point. Our next slide. So I'll write this. So here's, I'm almost done here. So if giving thanks and having gratitude enhances the quality of life for people who do not worship God, how much more will Christ followers benefit? Doing things in our own strength only brings relief. But doing things in the strength of God produces everlasting victory. Say this. I don't want relief. I want victory. So I believe what we read from Dr. Emmons, that can offer people relief. But if the heart doesn't change, they go right back to the previous condition. But in Christ, I believe that we can get past the relief stage and get into total victory. Say, I thank God for victory. All right. So I'm finished with the scripture and going to this video. So again, we read our opening scripture. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Say, Lord, help me to give you thanks in everything. It is my intervention for myself. Helps me to maintain an attitude of gratitude. Amen, people.